ABC Radio Australia.
With less than a month until kickoff, the inaugural OFC Pro League is fast taking shape. Five Pacific franchises, most of which are brand new, will compete in round one in New Zealand on January 17. The four rounds after that will be held across Port Moresby, Melbourne, Honiara and Suva. Among the most anticipated of those rounds will no doubt be in the soccer-mad nation of Solomon Islands, which will be the home of brand-new franchise, the Solomon Kings. The 23-man squad will make up the first professional sports team in the country's history, and leading them is newly appointed coach Ben Kahn, who joins us on the line now. Ben, welcome to the program and congratulations on your appointment.
Good morning. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. Now, I understand the Solomon Kings squad is finalised. Can you tell us, I guess, how it's all come together and where you've recruited the players from?
Yeah, look, the squad was mostly put in place before I was announced. And, the whole thing was very rushed from the announcement of the teams that would participate to the countdown to round one. It's been a big rush. So the model early on was very much to go with a strong local base. I think we've got 20 local players in the squad at the moment. We've got one visa player in at the moment, who's Jez Lofthouse from Australia, and we are anticipating two more visa players potentially to land from Indonesia, but those deals aren't yet finalised. It's likely if they don't go through that we'll continue to go with more local players.
Yeah, interesting. So in terms of the local contingent, do most of those guys come from the Solomon Islands national team or local competitions?
Yeah, I think I'm right in saying that all of them have had at least one cap for the national team, and the majority of the team are, regular and consistent national team players. We thought it was important in year one to keep that level of cohesion and bring in players with experience of football at a higher level, to try to get the team and the club off the ground successfully. A huge part of the project is the long-term vision and creating those pathways for young Solomon Islanders. While we were recently over there, we had I think it was 8 young players across the 10 days, under 18 years of age, come in and train with the team, and it was really exciting to see the potential there.
Yeah, excellent. And are you happy with the talent that you have on offer now that you've got a chance to go over to the Solomon Islands and see them all play?
Yeah. Look, it's there are some really strong players in there. There's a lot of work to be done. They haven't necessarily had the access to the level of coaching and the level of football that they're about to step into, but they're unbelievable people with an extreme desire to improve and work hard and perform. I think we did 8 sessions over there, and it was brilliant. They were an unbelievable group of boys. They understand the responsibility placed on them to inspire generations to come. How competitive we'll be is hard to tell at this stage. But we'll do everything we can to put a team on the pitch that represents the country and the club as well as we can.
You spoke about, I guess, just what a whirlwind it's been since your appointment a bit over a week ago. And like you said, yeah, the season is less than a month away and none of the teams really have had much time to prepare. What's that been like, and has that been concerning in any way?
Look, if you were to be reading, prepare in a textbook sense, it would be easy to get drawn into the concerns of it, but it is what it is. And it's, we're looking at the bigger picture, we're looking at the long term, and we're looking at what it means for the Solomon Islands and for football in Oceania, to make this league a success. Are we going to be as prepared as we'd like for round one? Probably not. That's the reality of it, but that doesn't mean that we won't give everything, and the players are you know, really, really hungry, and they're doing everything they can to pick up and learn as quickly as possible.
Yeah. I mean, you've spent a lot of time, I know, in the Australian football system across the A-League and National Premier League and places like that. Given where teams like, you know, the Kings and Vanuatu FC are starting from, do you think they're going to have the talent and the infrastructure to compete with the likes of your South Melbournes and your Aucklands off the bat, or do you think there's going to be a sort of a pretty big learning process, I guess?
It's really difficult to tell because, you know, teams like South Melbourne will face their own challenges because they're balancing participation with balancing the participation in the National Premier League as well. Mm. So, you know, there's squad depth issues, there's travel issues, etc. So, you know, I think each club will face their own challenges. It's probably fair to say that the more established clubs will be ahead early on. I think just in terms of, you know, having the, you know, the time and the history together that they've had, and potentially the resources to expedite things a little bit. Having said that, you know, our camp in Honiara was fantastic. The facilities were actually excellent. Everybody at SIF, Solomon Islands Football Federation, were fantastic and embracing the need to step up and drive the professionalism. And I was surprisingly really, really impressed with the infrastructure and the professionalism around it, and how much everyone was working together to try and, you know, to try and build something good.
No, I've seen the talent firsthand in the Solomon Islands, having been lucky enough to attend the Pacific Games a few years ago. And yeah, look, some of the talent they've got there is quite eye popping. I found it interesting what you said a second ago about some of those established clubs and the depth issues they might have. Do you think it's potentially likely that your teams like South Melbourne might use the Pro League as like a development pathway for some of their second string guys, or do you reckon they're likely to play their top guys in the Pro League?
Look, I certainly can't speak on behalf of any of them because the honest answer is I don't know. Mm. But what I'm hearing and what I imagine will happen is they'll take the Pro League very seriously, and I think that will be their primary competition.
I see. Now, the Kings, I know, are lucky to have some help due to its partnership with the Wynnum Wolves, who I understand are assisting with building a talent academy and to ensure the flow of players and things like that. So what will that look like going forward?
There's been a long-standing relationship in history with Wynnum Wolves and football in the Solomon Islands. There are many, many Solomon Island footballers that have played for Wynnum over the last sort of 20 years or so. So that connection exists and is strong. Where it lands today is that we will share resources. So the players actually arrive in Brisbane on December the 28th, and we'll train here until we fly to Auckland on January the 15th. So there's, you know, opportunity for, you know, even further resources and facilities. Obviously, we, you know, the technical side of it, Richard Greer, who's Wynnum Wolves football director, has come on board as our assistant coach for Solomon Kings. Rabbi Crayham, who's the president of Wynnum Wolves, is also, you know, strongly involved and on the board of Solomon Kings, and he's helping to helping with SIF to drive things behind the scenes and bring the club up to scratch on a business level. It's a partnership that extends beyond the pitch. Obviously, there's the technical side, but we're all working together, and it's a joint effort to create a strong and sustainable professional football club.
Yeah, I imagine it will take some time to build an academy. But I guess in the meantime, you know, will a team like the Wolves potentially offer, you know, pathway opportunities in the NPL for developing players for the Solomon Island guys to go on playing? I guess while they're sort of waiting to make an OFC Pro League debut?
It's certainly an avenue that we're serious about and, you know, really exploring. There are some issues there. So Solomon Islanders are classed as visa players for the Australian NPL. And there are obviously restrictions on how many visa players each club can have. But there are, look, there'll be opportunities for sure. And whether that's some of the better players going back to Wigan potentially on loan at the end of the Pro League season, or whether that's young players from the sort of 16s, 17s, 18s, 19s, in Solomons to come and play maybe under 23s over here. They're all options. Nothing is sort of concrete and finalised, but we're exploring ways that we can give opportunities both ways.
And what about for you personally? You're obviously a journeyman within the football world. Will you live in Honiara and things like that? And I guess how will this shape your life for the next, foreseeable future?
We'll be based in Brisbane primarily when we're not in circuits in the season, because the format of the competition means that you're kind of 10 days-ish at a circuit, play three games there, and then back to your training base. We'll primarily be based in Brisbane. There's a big block in Honiara in the middle. It's a lot of travel. I'll be mostly on the road in the circuits. And when we have the opportunity to come back to Queensland, that's fantastic. It's where my family's based. And that was a big part of taking this job, was to give us some structure and stability over, hopefully a prosperous and longer period. Traveling every year and living in different parts of the world is tough.
Yeah, no, I can only imagine. And just finally, Ben, because we are running out of time, but I guess the A League is probably a good competition to compare the OFC Pro League to, because I guess it's had its ups and downs over the years in terms of attendance, commercial viability of certain clubs, and things like that. I guess Western United is a case in point, quite somewhat recently. But I guess the speed at which the OFC Pro League has been built, it has been quite fast. Just as someone who's been around football for a long time, does that speed sort of, do you have concerns about the long-term viability of the competition, or are you sort of confident in I guess the appetite for this sort of competition that it can sustain itself?
I think that I can only go off my experience in Honiara in the last 10 days, and the appetite is humongous. I can't speak for the other clubs and nations, but I know that this is a really serious project. Everybody involved is desperate for it to succeed and is confident it will. That relies on, having a good product. It relies on good business in the background. I haven't seen any concerns. Obviously, when it all came about, there were lots of things being said. But I'm of the belief this competition and our club will be around for a long time, and I think it's really exciting for everybody in the Pacific region and Australia.
Yeah, I'm excited too, and I find them, and can't wait to see a few games when it comes to Melbourne in February, and hopefully meet yourself and a few of your team members in person.
Yeah, that would be great. Look forward to catching up.
Fantastic, Ben. Thanks so much for joining us on Pacific Beat today, and good luck with the start of the season.
Thank you very much for having me. All the best.
That was newly appointed manager of the Honiara-based Solomon Kings, Ben Kahn, who will lead the side into the historic OFC Pro League season next month. That will kick off on January 17 in Auckland, with the Kings to play their first game against Takata United on Sunday the 18th.